This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And this is what we're looking forward to in 2019.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Happy
is over.
Boxing Day.
That's over too.
I know.
We're like a week out from all that now.
It seems like it was like yesterday though.
It's for weird. Them, it'll be know. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Anyway, yeah. Happy New Year. Happy Sunday whenever you're listening to this. All right, so this is our annual what we want to watch and read and see and play with in 2019.
Should start that as the announcement now is this episode was recorded on January 1st, 2019. You'll be listening to it next week.
You'll be listening to it on January 5th, whatever Sunday is. Anyway, all right.
January 6th.
All right, so starting, we're just going to go in random order. Or do you want to do, like, bucket it out?
Random order how?
Like, just randomly pick off our list.
Oh, like in TVs front of us. And then movies and
yeah.
then whatever else comes to mind?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. That's you go first.
What I'm looking forward to?
Yeah.
Oh. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. That's on my list.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, figure this list is going to be a lot of crossovers. So.
Yeah, well, because we watch a lot of the same stuff. So, all right, so Game of Thrones comes back like April 4th or something like that.
April. I think so, I just wrote down
yeah.
April. Or I didn't even write it down, but April.
On HBO. So if you haven't done your free HBO Now 30-day trial.
Just pay for it.
Actually, yeah, just pay for
it. Actually, just pay for it because HBO has a lot of good stuff on there.
Dude, tons of good stuff.
Actually, everybody that I subscribe to has a pretty good amount of stuff now.
Yeah.
Hulu was a little slim at first when I was using that, but now they're actually trying to keep up with everybody else.
See, and I've been with Hulu since it started.
Right.
So, anyway.
I mean, it's even not original content. Like
oh, yeah.
Just movies and that. They're trying to get a little bit more
I left something off.
Content.
Yeah.
You left something off your list? No.
Shocker. All right. So yeah, Game of Thrones coming back for its final season, last six episodes.
It can't be the final season.
They're
the last six times two.
Yeah,
episodes.
They're allegedly all feature length.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm pretty excited to see how it ends. Obviously, we surpassed the books a few years ago.
Yeah.
So seeing what Dan and David have in mind for the finale here will be
have
very
they said
interesting.
If they're still doing their Star Wars thing?
They have not.
Hmm. Okay. They're working on it as we speak.
Probably.
They're in,
so.
In a dark room somewhere going using old-time typewriters and do you have a sound effect? Yeah, there you go.
No, I have a Bluetooth mechanical keyboard.
That sounds like an old-time typewriter.
Yeah, which I'm not allowed to use because it drives everybody insane because
hey, at least
when
you don't have the bell.
Fast, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
We have a
hey, I had that.
Yeah, I did too. I learned how to type on a typewriter yeah. like that. So.
I learned how to type on a typewriter and on one of the original Apple computers.
Cool.
In my typing class in junior high school.
I went to college with a word processor.
Yeah.
So I'm old.
It went with you or
it went out the window.
It was your roommate.
No, it was mine. Yeah. It was my roommate. It was my first girlfriend, you know. Anyway, all right, so no, Game of Thrones, final season, exciting to see what happens, seeing some dragon-on-dragon dogfights or, you know, things like
yeah,
that would
be
cool. Really
cool. Shooting fire in the middle of the air kind of thing.
I'm fire versus ice.
Looking
like
forward
fire,
to the
you know?
Special effects.
Definitely. Want to see what happens. Which character are you most interested to catch up with and kind of see how their arc finishes
I'm
out?
I'm curious to see if they will explain the Night King. Like who he might have been before.
That's what the prequel series is going to be.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I guess.
So we're not getting that at all.
I guess I'm not going to watch this season then.
I really want to just follow up and see where Arya ends up. She's the one who I've I've become most interested in over the last few years.
The Stark sisters, maybe?
Yeah, more Arya than, yeah, more than Arya Sansa. Than Sansa, but
now it's like Sansa's actually become kind of a badass.
I feel like Sansa's going to end up being the wardeness of the North and ruling.
It's more you want to see the finale, as in you want to see what happens to the Starks, yeah, because the story's been about the Starks, like, journey through all this,
right,
because they were the start of it.
Well, and it's so funny because if you think about it, they've all been thought dead more or less,
right, yeah,
throughout the series, and other, like, with the parents,
yeah,
they've only lost Rob and Rickon,
right, yeah,
so the oldest and the youngest, that's it. The yeah, other, the rest of them are, you know,
yep,
are you know, a little more road weary, but they're, well, still sure, around, so
a little older,
yep, a little more wise, a little more
in touch,
raven-y,
in touch with the times.
Yeah, there you go. In touch with time.
A little bit more blood on their hands.
Little Bran Stark there.
A little bit more blood on their hands than when they started out.
So
they were also innocent.
They
now
were.
They're
like, so if you go back and watch.
Even Rob was
innocent.
I mean, you know.
So if you watch that first episode as Robert and the whole court is pulling in.
Yeah.
And go back and look at them in that line.
Yep.
They're babies, man. Yep. They're all just babies. And, you know, I'm also interested in Theon.
Yeah.
Theon's not a favorite character necessarily.
Just want to see where he ends up.
But I really want to see where he ends up because as horrible as he's
been.
Do you
hope for like a kind of Lord of the Rings ending where, you know, the last episode's like seven endings?
No. No, that would drive me insane.
Do you hope to see, like, you know, maybe somebody just saying, like, this is what happened to such and such? And blah,
like
blah,
at
blah,
the end of Animal House where it's like, you know, yeah, it's their still shot. And then it's like, you know, Bluto went on to be a U.S. Yeah, senator, you know, something like that. I don't know. Part of it, too, wants me to have some of it just left open.
In case they want to ever
like
do it, anything.
Like, I don't need definitive, like, life or death with each character.
You don't need, like, a conclusion, like, the Animal House type conclusion,
right,
where
right,
it's like, you know,
I mean,
Arya,
that would be funny.
Arya married blah blah and became the blah 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 blah, and that you don't need that, but you need, like, you know, well, this is where they stand at the end of this story.
Arya crossed the narrow sea and became the queen of Meereen. Oh, you know, you like,
but that, I mean, like, that would be more like you just want to see where they are at the end of this story,
right?
Who's dead and who's not?
Yeah, more or less. Just like, I
you don't
I
need a 20-year jump ahead or anything like
the
that.
The cards that are in their hands right now,
yeah,
when they lay that hand down, I just want all those cards to be face
sure,
up. Plain and simple. All right.
That's fair.
Next one for me is Veronica Mars.
Okay.
Coming back to Hulu.
I've never watched this show, so I don't care.
It's a 8-episode run.
Right.
It's Rob Thomas. It's Kristen Bell. It's a lot of the same group coming back. So the three seasons that it was on, I loved. I backed it on Kickstarter for the movie when they did that a couple
yeah,
of years ago. So, you know, I'm definitely all in on Ronnie Mars there. And like you were saying with Hulu, they're definitely up in their game with more and more originals.
Trying to,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's a great – Veronica Mars was a great show for the time. I definitely feel like as I've rewatched it through the years, it's definitely – a little dated, and not for the
so Smallville and other
so
things.
So it's not dated for the reason you think necessarily, because
yeah,
Rob Thomas used a pretty like kind of just basic language,
sure,
and like they were dressed just, you know,
where the cell phone's like super huge, like,
no, that's the thing,
flip
it's
phones.
The smartphone is the weird thing, because she ran around with a T-Mobile Sidekick.
Oh,
so that was right
wow,
before the iPhone came
yeah,
out,
sure,
and so yeah, that was the thing. It was the thing that dates it is the T-Mobile Sidekick, which was
okay,
a great phone,
yeah,
which was in a lot of ways a really
who
awesome
played
phone.
Her dad,
the dude from News Radio, or not News Radio,
can't remember his name.
Elliot was the character's name.
I don't
Enrico, something. He was in Zip Galaxy Quest. And
see, I'm thinking that's the same guy that was on Person of Interest for a while.
Yeah. Oh, he probably was. He's one of those that guy actors.
Yeah.
It was like Enrico Catalano or something like that.
I mean, now that you mention it, I think so.
Elliot was the character he played on Veronica's Closet.
He played one of the aliens on Galaxy Quest, yeah. Didn't he?
Yeah, he was the, thank you. But anyway, it's going to bother you until you figure that out, right?
It's bothering me right now. there's one actually starting next week.
Yeah.
Called Project Blue Book. It's going to be on the History Channel.
Okay.
It's a drama series, yeah, based off of the disclosed files from Blue Book. So I'm very curious to see where that goes.
What's Blue Book?
The Project Blue Book was the UFO hunts.
Oh, okay.
From the
50s. And oh, all right. Cool.
And what's his name from Game of Thrones? Littlefinger.
Oh, Aidan Gillian?
Yeah, is playing a main character.
Oh, cool. So, you know, he was the bad guy in that John Cena movie, 12 Rounds.
Was he?
Yeah.
He's been a bad guy in a lot of stuff. So, like, he showed up in the Maze Runner movies.
Yeah. He's not necessarily a bad guy in the Maze Runner, though.
He's
not a good guy either, don't get me wrong. But
an anti-hero?
I really liked him in King Arthur. The Guy Ritchie one with Jax Teller,
yeah,
and Jude Law. He was good in that one. He was Goose Fat Bill, which is a pretty great nickname to have.
So yeah, that one is January 8th.
January 8th. Oh, I didn't even look to see when the dates of mine are.
Well, I didn't. That one only stood out because I seen a commercial for it, and I was like, oh yeah,
cool. All right,
I forgot about that one.
My next one actually already started, but The Orville season 2.
Oh, it just started yesterday.
So
right,
yeah,
or Sunday.
What's today? Today's Tuesday. Yeah, Sunday. I really overall enjoyed the first season,
right?
Even though it got off to a little bit of a rocky start, and I'm looking forward to it. I hope Charlize Theron comes back with her time traveling character, kind of like their version of Q, and the girl who was the security officer, Alana or whatever her name was,
yeah,
is leaving the show.
So, oh, is she?
Yeah.
Any reason?
She's doing a movie, or she was filming a movie at the same time, and I think there was some sort of beef backstage.
Denise Crosby syndrome.
So, I think it was like personal issues that they had, not like, oh, I want to go be more famous because I did.
That's the same thing that happened with Denise Crosby. So, I'm not getting enough lines on the show.
Yeah, I don't think that was the problem. Like, I think it was more like personal issues, but I don't know. Anyway, it's interesting though to see who they replace her with. And I haven't been reading spoilers.
Denise Crosby. Like
that. That would be hilarious.
That would be awesome.
She's still alive.
Yes.
I'm kidding. All right, what do you got next?
She didn't like fall down the pit that her grandfather did.
No.
Stranger Things. They just announced the premiere date today.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, season 3 of Stranger Things will be premiering on July 4th. So, I'm looking forward to seeing where that goes.
July 4th?
Yeah, July 4th.
Interesting.
Well, it's probably because it's been, was running so behind.
Yeah. I'll be, Enrico.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Catalina. Yeah, I was right.
Yeah, he was on Person of Interest.
Okay, cool.
He plays a interesting person on Person of Interest.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't put Stranger Things on here because I'm lukewarm on Stranger Things in general.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't
I like
hate
it for the sci-fi element. I mean, you know, it's not the, what is it that everybody seems to be
the
on
phenomenon?
The
game.
The 80s.
Yeah. Oh, thing. The nostalgia.
The
kick.
Nostalgia. Thing. Yeah. It's nothing with the nostalgia for me. It's just the sci-fi flipped universe story. You know, the dark horror type thing too.
I like the kids.
Yeah.
You know, I like the stuff with the kids.
And
I like
at this
stories.
Point, the kids, I think it's jumping ahead 2 years.
Yeah.
No, maybe it is just 1 year.
Well,
they're all going to look like 2 years older, but
oh yeah.
You know.
Cool. So yeah. Actually, I don't have very many Netflix things on here. The only thing I have on here is The Punisher, which is January 19th. Punisher season 2.
What is Good Omens on?
HBO, Amazon.
Amazon.
So I
have one, two,
3-4 Netflix shows.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, no, Punisher season 2 comes out on the 18th or 19th of January,
and then it'll be canceled.
It'll be canceled days later.
Yeah, a week later after the show premieres, it'll be canceled.
But I'm interested to see where they go with it. I really hope.
Is he fighting a religious cult group or something?
Oh, I don't know.
That's what I've heard.
I haven't watched anything.
I mean,
about
not been anything out there, but like I read somewhere that might be who his major foe is in this. Like, you know, obviously he's going to be dealing with other things, but supposedly the major foe is going to be some kind of religious cult group or something.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I don't know. I'm excited for it. So I like John Barenthal. I always have. You mentioned Good Omens.
Yes.
So I just did the audiobook for that.
Oh, okay.
Which was really good.
I read this years ago.
And then I went and I looked at the casting and I kind of wish I hadn't.
Why?
So I just had, obviously, like, I had David Tennant and Michael Sheen in my head, like, for their respective characters for Crowley. And
I don't even know who else is out on the show.
But, like, Adam.
It's been years since I read the book.
So Adam, you know, the Antichrist.
Yeah.
It's like a little kid.
Right, yeah. But it was in the book, too.
Yeah, I just, for whatever reason, pictured him as, like, a 13 or 14 year old.
Oh, no, he's like.
Who was, like, just a little bigger than everybody else. Not like, not like Dudley.
Yeah, but
Dursley,
that's too much.
Yeah.
Too many like teenagers on shows type thing.
So, and so that was it.
I don't think that Neil Gaiman or Terry Pratchett planned on him being a teenager.
I'm stoked.
The humor is more in him being a kid.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely stoked for this one, especially with Tennant and Sheen in lead roles. Anytime David Tennant plays a baddish guy.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, I read this like, it had to be like 95 or 96.
Yeah, I mean, it's old.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's like when I first like encountered the Sandman and all that stuff. Yeah. So I was like consuming anything Neil Gaiman was writing.
Well, I had listened to Norse Mythology.
Yeah.
Which they're doing a TV show.
Yeah. Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I have it. I just haven't
it's
read
on the
it
BBC. It's really good. Yeah. But yeah, so I did that. Then I did Good Omens because
Neverwhere is pretty good too.
I added some of those Discworld, the Terry Pratchett Discworld books, to my wish list on Audible. So
you should see if Neverwhere is on there too. Okay. Neverwhere was a Neil Gaiman one. That's actually it's interesting because it's kind of like fairy tales underneath London type thing.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
But no, I mean Good Omens.
They
looks,
did a BBC series of that years ago too.
But yeah, Good Omens looks fun. Yep. So Amazon probably won't screw it up. So that's good. All right. What do you got next?
Watchmen.
I have that
on
HBO.
There's not much about that. So.
There's really nothing out about
it. When I looked it up, it was like to be decided announcement dates and all that type of stuff.
And I'm not excited about it because I'm necessarily like a huge fan of Watchmen.
Damon Lindelof. Though,
that's
right?
Why I want to see it. And I'm curious. I'm just curious about what they do.
I'm sure it'll have elements of before Watchmen and Watchmen. And
I thought Zack Snyder's movie is okay.
It's a close enough adaptation of the book that it was good enough.
I like the change he made to the ending, to be honest. I didn't need to see the octopus. I thought the nuclear weapons going off everywhere was...
Well, blaming it on
Dr. Manhattan was great. So
it was a fair way to end that movie.
Yeah.
And make sense of it all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that he adapted it really well. Like a lot of the stuff that was needed in the movie was in the movie. And the stuff he left out was not necessarily needed at all.
I mean, it's like he did with 300.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I mean,
when he follows.
The thing is like 300 was only a 4-issue book. So he added a lot.
Yeah.
With Xerxes and stuff like that. Whereas with Watchmen, he had 12 issues to glean from, and it's like everything that was awesome in that book was in the movie, just not as bloody as you counted on it being.
Right. Cool.
Yeah.
Right.
So that I'm just looking forward to seeing. You know, I think I'm looking forward to seeing what it's about and who's in the cast.
Yeah.
More than anything, like I hope they do get a couple named people.
That'd be neat.
Yeah.
Do you have anyone you'd like to see in specific
Justin
roles?
Justin Theroux as Rorschach.
Ooh. Yeah. I like that. I also like Justin Theroux as Night Owl.
Yeah.
That would be
I think
one.
He would be awesome as Rorschach.
Yeah. He's too handsome to cover his face up with that mask, though. So.
Yeah.
Anyway. But no, that's a good call.
Yeah. I didn't even couldn't tell he was that one Decepticon.
Yeah.
That he, his voice was pretty well done.
Yeah. All right. What do you got next?
Mindhunter is coming back.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
They announced that. So season two of Mindhunter.
That first season was really good.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, why did it take so long for season two? But it's like you probably there's just the actors, you know, that they have to get. I mean,
that,
Jonathan Groff.
He's so busy.
Yeah.
So that was one where I just could not stop watching it.
Oh yeah. It was just you start that first episode and it's like you just gotta go.
It's like, this is really intense and cool and fun and terrifying.
It was cool because it's like, it's all based off the real stories,
right. But
it felt like a combination of, you know, something you'll watch on the Crime Discovery Channel that they have mixed with X-Files and the Fringe show.
Right, right, right.
Like, it just felt weird because it was like, is this real stuff? But it's like, it is.
Well, I like the whole, like, what was it, the 70s and all of that?
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of knowing what we know now about forensics and forensic TV shows.
Yep.
And it was just really cool to watch.
It's like, this is where it all started.
Yeah.
This is the real story of...
This is Joyce from Time Life Books calling you to see if you want to buy the books.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So, all right. Cool. My next one is the Deadwood TV movie finale.
Yeah.
So, they did Deadwood over a decade ago.
So, this is just a... Wrap it up.
It's
thing?
Wrapping it up.
Okay.
But they got, like, you know,
everybody who's been still alive at that point.
Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah. I've seen Oliphant and
Ian McShane.
McShane, yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if I told you this. Like, when I first tried to, like, it took me a couple tries to get into
it. Was
it
was the cussing, wasn't it?
And, like, I don't have a problem with language at all, but it was too much for me. In the first episode, I was like, I felt
I was
like
too distracted at it was, the time when I tried to watch
it. Well, I felt like
the
language was distracting.
Language, it was just I just couldn't focus on it for some reason.
But,
probably because I know a lot of the real stuff, so I'm just like, I don't, you know, just get to the killing.
Let's get to where we need to be.
Yeah.
So, but wow, it was a good show.
While Bill Hickok comes up, I'm like, just get to the shooting.
Yep. I'm excited to see what they do with it. All right, what do you got next?
What am I? Oh, the Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance.
Yeah, I saw that. Is that a sequel to the movie or a prequel or what?
They haven't said.
Okay.
But I'm just curious to see what it is.
So my buddy from work, Carlo, was in Atlanta, and he was at, like, the Museum for Puppetry down there.
Yeah.
And they had a Dark Crystal thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me pictures and stuff, and... The puppets are amazing looking. I mean,
right,
it's Jim Henson.
Was it all
shop,
the original puppets in it? Yeah.
But I didn't like...
They've shown like three or four characters.
Yeah.
And there's like a big list of cast members. And it's all known people.
I wasn't like a huge fan of the original Dark Crystal though.
Yeah.
Like, it was never one that, like, I mean, I've only seen it once or twice.
Yeah.
So.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know. The kid might like it. So she likes that kind of stuff.
Sure. Sure.
All right. I only
have two more.
I have one, two, three more.
Go ahead.
Young Justice season 3 starts on January 4th on
But
DC
you're not
going to
pay for the DC Universe.
I don't think I am. I say that, but at the same time I may end up just doing it after a few episodes are out to see what it's all about.
How much does it do?
It's $75 for a year.
Oh, that's not too bad.
For the first year. So it's like, you know, that's what? A
little
more.
But if you forget about it, you get charged for it the next year.
Well, right.
So, and how much content is on there?
Well, there's a bunch of stuff.
Is it all the cartoons and
that? But it's cartoons, it's movies, but it's the comics too.
Right. Oh, okay.
That for me
so
is.
So they
like,
give you the access to the, like, comic books and
it? Yeah, it's like, I can't.
That kind of would be worth it then, I guess. So. You know, if you wanted to watch Young Justice and have access to their library, it's kind of like the Marvel subscription service at that point.
Right, because it's like, okay, like if I want to read Nightfall, I got to, like,
sure,
pull the trade
yeah,
down
right.
and bring it with me, because
that's
not
Superman,
one that I've
Kingdom
bought.
Come, any of the.
So.
any of the big stories.
I mean, like Death of Superman, Kingdom Come, I already have on Comixology.
Right.
You know, go to
Nightfall's not on Comixology?
It is. I just never bought it. Oh, okay. So, because I don't want, I want like Night's End, Nightfall, like, you know, yeah, I want
the whole big thing.
I want the whole
thing.
And so I'm just kind of
the whole saga.
Yep. So yeah, anyway, no, but I, the, all the previews I've seen
so
for it
is the back issues, like all, like how far back does it go, like,
for Comixology?
Yeah, no, for DC, like,
oh,
how far can you go?
I
back?
Do not know.
Oh, see, I would investigate that.
Yeah,
it'd be worth it if like you could go and read all of Chuck Dixon's Nightwing.
That'd be great.
You could go and read like, you know, the Marv Wolfman, George Perez, Teen Titans stuff. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would enjoy revisiting that part of my life as the Marv Wolfman Young Justice. Anyway, but no, like I like, or Young Justice, Teen Titans. I definitely am excited about Young Justice coming back.
Well, yeah, sure. I
and
mean,
and it's one of those.
I'm curious, but I'm not wanting to pay $75 for a year of something that I will barely use.
Right. So
it's the same with CBS All Access.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they probably got me this year, but
yeah. But I mean, as far as the TV shows, it's like Titans, the 1990s Flash, Wonder Woman, Birds of Prey.
Yeah, that's kind
of
cool.
Lois and Clark.
Yeah.
Constantine is
on
there.
I didn't own all those.
Superboy, all four seasons.
Oh, I'll see that.
So
that
I know,
would be tempting.
Human Target, both seasons, which
wow,
was kind of an underrated show.
Do they have the Rick Springfield Human Target movie on there also?
I do not see that. But the other reason I kind of want to do it in is the Green Lantern animated series.
Oh, is it on there?
Yeah, and I would just watch that.
So is all of Young Justice on there too?
Yeah.
Is Justice League Unlimited and Justice League on there? Since you're looking at it right now.
I know I have it. Where'd it go? Batman, Teen Titans, the 2003. The New Adventures of Batman and Robin from 77.
Oh, okay.
Superman from 66. Super Friends. Yeah, Superman, Batman, the animated series, Justice League Unlimited. Brave and the Bold. I wonder if they have the episodes that never aired. Because there was like the second half of season 3 never aired.
Right.
Anyway, so I, you know, nope, it does not. Anyway, I would totally be interested in checking that out. And
I
think
Marvel hasn't done that. Like,
well, it's Disney. I mean, like, Disney has to decide
well,
to do that.
Well, now they'll have Disney
Well,
Plus,
Marvel has
so.
The Unlimited, Marvel Unlimited.
Right. Which is
that they've
comic
had for
books,
years
right?
for comics.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm like. I wonder why they wouldn't think about. But with Disney Plus, that's the thing, is well, they have all that library.
Because
now.
The difference with the Marvel and the DC is the licensing. Because
right.
Sony and Fox did certain things. Disney did certain things.
Right.
It was never a you know, it wasn't Marvel Animation.
Does Sony have the rights to all the Spider-Man stuff then?
But no, well, but the Spider-Man, the 1990s Spider-Man cartoon
right.
was Fox.
Yeah.
X-Men is Fox, right. and that's the studio that
so they have
on.
It now.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they
and
have it
so,
on.
So, right.
But, like, I would like to see the 70s Spider-Man, the 70s, 80s Spider-Man.
Japanese
again.
Spider-Man.
No, well, that would be cool too. Yeah, the one with the robot.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Did
but
you ever
like,
see?
I watched that. I watched that when I was a kid. The Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk were like two of those shows that I watched all the time. And I would like to see the Doctor Strange from the 70s. I never have seen that.
Yeah,
so.
I know about it, but I've never seen it either. So, all right, cool. What do you got next?
Black Mirror is supposed to be coming back this year.
Oh yeah.
Bandersnatch is on there now, but
so I have to either watch that on my phone or my tablet, because apparently the Choose Your Own Adventure does not work on the Apple TV, the Amazon Fire Stick, or the Chromecast.
What about Roku?
I do not know. I did
I'll
that was not on that list.
Yeah,
so. I mean, I guess I could always like pop on the Roku and watch
sure.
it. So
I'm gonna try it with the Roku and that. But yeah, supposedly the series is gonna be back like sometime soon.
Cool.
And that, so go ahead.
I like Black Mirror. It's a fun show.
I like the anthology idea, and that's another reason why I said All Access might get me this year, is because they're going to be doing Twilight Zone
right,
with Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious to see what that's all about.
So, all right. So my next one is called You're the Worst. It's in its final season starts next week.
Okay.
This week, whatever. On FXX.
You don't know what date.
It's I want to say the 9th.
Oh, okay.
So it's in the vein of it's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Right? Like just the worst people.
Dark comedy.
Who you just want them to root for. You want to root for them and you want them to get better, but at the same time be horrible to each other. Aya Cash is in it. I really like her. Actually, the four main characters, Jimmy, Edgar, Aya Cash's character, and it's Gretchen. And then, what is Heather? Anyway, it's been a little while since I watched. I'm just excited for the final season because, you know, they're getting, Gretchen and Jimmy are getting married. And
oh, okay.
They're just horrible, horrible people. And, you know, they totally deserve each other.
Oh.
So Janet Varney is a reoccurring character on it. So, you know, I really like her, not just Sakura. And then one that I added, Future Man is coming back on Hulu.
See, I haven't watched that at all.
Dude, you have to watch it's 13. I don't think it's even 13 half hour episodes. And it is such a fun show.
I realized that I haven't watched a bunch of stuff. So
Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah.
From Hunger Games, Cincinnati boy.
He ain't from Cincinnati.
Northern Kentucky boy.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, it's all the same. He's so good in it.
He didn't live in Cincinnati. George Clooney, you can consider Cincinnati because he lived in Cincinnati, even though he was born in the same town.
Yeah, but Future Man definitely. And then what do you got? What's your last one?
Oh, Picard.
Is that this year?
Yeah, it's supposed to be toward the end of the year, is what they said.
Okay.
They're shooting. They're working on it, so.
Now, I'm excited for that only because it's placating to my, I want to see what happened after the Next Generation.
Well, you're right.
Like, I don't, and like, in whatever the original timeline it was from, not the Kelvin timeline.
Right. Yeah.
So, but at the same time, I'm totally interested to see the 25th century in the Kelvin timeline as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, there you might see a crossover or something. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, my last one is Cobra Kai season 2 on YouTube. It was my favorite show of this year, and it's coming back, and I'm very excited for that. So hopefully Elizabeth Shue shows up.
Yeah.
So cool, man. That's TV.
That's TV.
That's a lot of TV coming out.
Oh, there's more than that.
Well, I know. That's the thing.
I tried to trim it down to, like, you know.
Yeah, this is the stuff that we really want to watch.
Let's be honest, shall we? The t-shirt thing isn't going away anytime soon, so you might as well get a garment with some backbone, yes? Well, here comes the Flying Pork Apparel Company to address all your shirty moments in life with honor and respect. Maybe we create a custom tee for your shirty office party, or knock out some smashing jerseys for your shirty softball team. There's also plenty of wearable tee designs available on our website. Having said all that, have a shirty day and visit us at flyingporkapparel.com. That's flyingporkapparel.com.
All right, moving on to movies. I actually did pull the release dates for these, and you just have through May, right?
Well, I have movies listed past May, but like this thing, this list that I grabbed from Cinemark has all the way up to May 3rd.
Okay, so.
So anything after May 3rd is just written down.
Some of this stuff we talked about already.
But there's a lot. So we don't have to go through
everyone. We don't, like, so Brightburn, we already talked about this when we first came back from hiatus.
And I don't think that's on this list.
That's May 24th.
Yeah, it's not on this list.
So I'm excited. I showed the kid the preview.
Yeah.
I told her as long as it's not rated R, she's allowed to see it because she's like all in.
Okay.
So. But I don't think there's a chance in hell that this movie's not going to be rated R.
If he's tearing people apart, it's going to be rated R.
So
but it's not like she's never seen that type of stuff because dinosaurs eat people.
Well, right. But there's a difference between PG-13 dinosaurs eating people and rated R viscera.
I don't know about that.
Anyway. All right. What do you got?
The guy in Lost World gets torn in half by two T-Rexes, and it's kind of disturbing. Do you want me to just go in
date order? I did not put mine in date order. I just kind of randomly threw things in here. But sure.
Obviously, we're both looking forward to Star Wars.
Yeah, let's knock out the ones like that. So episode 9, we're both looking forward to.
For obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons. Yeah. We're going to be at Celebration this year, so hopefully we'll get to see some really cool stuff from that.
Or stand in line to not see some really cool stuff for that.
Either way, you know, Avengers Endgame, we're both excited for, obviously, yes, to see who is undecimated.
See how the Endgame plays out. See what Doctor Strange seen.
Yeah, what did Doctor Strange have in mind there?
We won one time, so... Yeah, that's the one time
he picked the one way to do it. So, yeah, there's that Captain Marvel.
Yep.
So, I thought
both Captain Marvels.
Well, I was gonna say. So I almost put on my list. I put Captain Marvel, and then I almost put the Captain Marvel that was Captain Marvel before
Marvel's Captain Marvel, and then DC's Captain Marvel.
So yeah, Shazam. The previews look fun. We'll talk about Aquaman a little bit at the end because we both saw it in between.
We don't have to.
We can just quickly, like, not do a full-on review. Actually, if you want to know my thoughts, I did in my Facebook post about it. Like, I did, like, a quick take in the comments.
There you go. They can look at your Facebook post.
So, yeah.
I liked it.
I didn't hate it. I did not hate it. I actually enjoyed it.
You made it sound like you didn't like it.
I enjoyed it more.
Either that
or
you were trying to be witty and you weren't.
No, I definitely had issues with it, but I
didn't have much issues with it because it was the same, like, you know, in talking yesterday with her about it, they should stay away from Batman and Superman movies for a while.
Yeah.
They should only show up in Justice League movies. Batman and Superman should only show up in Justice League movies. I think I would like to see a Flash movie now because Wonder Woman and Aquaman have done enough. We don't need an origin story, but I think I would like to see a Flash movie in the vein of do it like the Spider-Man movies that Marvel are doing. He is young. Make it fun.
I don't like Ezra Miller as the Flash, and I don't know. I will say the things I liked about Aquaman, just real quick, that aren't in my little take, and most people won't be able to see it anyway because it's private. It actually made me like Jason Momoa in a non-Dothraki speaking role.
See, I've liked him since Stargate Atlantis. So
yeah.
I liked Ronan Dex.
I've just been kind of like okay about him. I thought Willem Dafoe was good.
Yeah. Because he wasn't playing crazy.
Right. Yeah. He was very subdued. I want to get whatever hair product the Atlanteans use because... Man,
it was only him though, and he just had a bun. He had
no
a man
his
bun.
Hair, like no. Well, his
he
but
had
then,
like the little man bun in
but
the back.
Patrick Wilson's hair didn't move either. And
yeah,
his,
that's what I'm saying.
No, he did not. His hair was short.
He had like a
no. If you
thing
go back and
back.
Look though, but still, anyway. But his hair was curly. I don't know. Whatever it was, his hair just did not move at all. No, I like. Jason
I mean,
Momoa.
they showed like they solved the problem of how your hair don't get in your way.
Right.
Whereas Jason Momoa's hair is all over the place. Right. Because, I mean, everybody's hair was pulled back.
Yeah. I liked Jango Fett. He was good.
For the few minutes he's in it.
Yeah. The special effects were what they were great. Until at the end where all of a sudden it's light and all, like, beautiful light. And then it got really dark, like.
Well, they were at the bottom of the ocean.
Well, they weren't, though, when they were up top, even.
Well, it was like, storming.
It was, but it was still, like,
was
I don't understand
that,
why they had to go,
it's
why
that
it had
DC
to get,
thing
yeah.
Where it's, you know, darkest before the dawn.
Right.
Type thing.
But still, it was just kind of.
Because once it was over, the fight was over and that, you know, the light came out and, you know.
It might honestly.
I'm not ever seeing a movie with Nicole Kidman in a theater again. I've seen two movies with Nicole Kidman in a theater and both movies have cut off in the middle of the movie.
Oh, really?
Yes. I've seen The Others, and it cut off in the middle of the movie. I've seen Aquaman, and it cut off. Huh. They had a power surge or something.
Oh, weird.
And, like, we sat there for 15 minutes and, you know, free movie ticket.
The thing I didn't like the most, though, was the soundtrack. It was really just abrupt and
that's,
disturbing.
That's kind of nitpicky,
I don't,
though.
It is nitpicky, but at the same time, it took me out of scenes of the movie. Yeah. And then Amber Heard, while she is beautiful, was... Ugh.
I thought she did pretty well.
Yeah, no.
I've never seen her in anything else really before,
okay,
so.
But
you know.
Anywho, all right. We're both looking forward to Glass. on the 18th of January.
Yep, yep.
So that'll be fun. M. Night is back in form, it looks. Hopefully Blumhouse keeps him
on the straight and conclusion narrow. Of two stories, probably.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Yeah.
So
if you haven't seen Unbreakable, you better see Unbreakable.
Oh, if you haven't seen Unbreakable, like, do yourself a favor and go watch it. I think it's still on HBO.
And Split is just an awesome movie, too.
Split was great. It was super awesome. You're right. All right, Spider-Man Far From Home. That's July 5th. That one looks on there. Well, we haven't seen anything for that, but it's Spider-Man.
Just pictures.
Men in Black International.
Yeah, that looks
fun. That trailer came out. That looks like a lot of fun. Anything that gives us Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson together, I'm all for, because they have pretty awesome chemistry. What else do we have? John Wick 3. I don't know.
I do not have that on my list.
Okay.
I haven't seen John Wick 2, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
2 was good.
Just was, you know, it's one of those movies where I was like, yeah, it was okay.
So I did not see 1 or 2 in the theater, even though I totally intended to go see both 1 and 2 in the theater.
I didn't see 1 in the theater.
So.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I like Keanu, so. Happy Death Day to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just watched this on Sunday night.
Yeah.
For the first time.
The first one. Right.
And I loved it. I thought it was so good. And I'm so, and you had mentioned.
So you didn't see the preview for 2 at all then. Did you figure out who
was? Oh, yeah. Like the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Was killing
her. The first time I met her, I was like,
yeah,
this is who's killing her.
Right.
Which did not take away.
So the trailer for the second one totally gives it away.
Yeah.
Totally gave that away.
Well,
so it was
because,
like,
that person.
But I liked that I knew who it was, but I still was like, how
I liked seeing how
doing
it got there, right. The synopsis for this, for 2, like, said, you know, so-and-so dies, and then she's put back into the time loop. I will say the alternate ending, which we can throw on before you leave, so you can. Oh, it's on the Blu-ray. It's on the Blu-ray. So you should totally check out the alternate ending, because the alternate ending is not opening up for a sequel. The alternate ending is a definitive end to everything.
I didn't feel like
everything.
The end really, like, said, oh, we're going to do a sequel.
No. Yeah, but the alternate ending is, like, done.
Yeah.
Like,
there ain't gonna be no sequel.
No, but it was really good, and I'm happy I finally watched it, and it was on sale on iTunes over the holiday, so I'm glad I own it now and I can go back and watch.
Right.
So I have How to Train Your Dragon: The Hidden World.
I have that on there too.
Okay, I'm a huge fan of these movies. I think they're some of the best animated films.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch everything.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while since I've watched any of them, so.
I just think as an animated franchise of brand new intellectual property.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously it's based on a book, but it's really, really good.
Yeah.
So, all right, what's next?
What else do you have?
I've Godzilla King of Monsters.
Yeah, I have that on mine too.
So we talked about that already.
Dark Phoenix.
I have Dark Phoenix, begrudgingly. Just because I
are they not calling it X-Men at all?
They're just calling it Dark Phoenix.
Okay.
So I was reading that they were saying that they may integrate the X-Men as soon as this year,
into
or start
Marvel?
Like start integrating them as soon as this year.
That's okay.
I still like
Hugh Jackman's not getting any younger. We got to do that Wolverine Hulk fight and Endgame.
I still like the idea we had for, like, the end of Endgame is, you know, the world's in shambles and you just see Professor X's wheelchair come into frame and it's like, to me, my X-Men, and you don't have to cast anybody yet. So,
I do not want to see that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, all right. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
I think is a really stupid title for a movie.
Well, it's in the Fast and the Furious universe, so we gotta put Fast and Furious Presents.
Anyway,
cash grab.
This is a total cash grab, and I'm all in because
do a Fast and the Furious movie already.
I'm all in on these movies.
We don't need that.
Anyway, all right, what do you got?
Aladdin.
I did not have Aladdin.
Toy Story 4.
Is that this year?
Yeah, it's in the summer.
All right.
Yep.
I'll definitely end up seeing that, but
this is how bad it is. There are
1, 2, 3 live action Disney movies based on animated movies coming out this year.
I'm not interested in the
Lion
King.
They're like pumping them out now. Dumbo.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious about that one.
It's got
it's
Danny
Tim Burton.
DeVito. So.
Well, it's Tim Burton. So it's Michael Keaton and Danny DeVito.
Burton fan, so.
Pet Sematary looks interesting. Hellboy.
That trailer, I don't know.
I'm more in it for Mila Jovovich than I am for...
You know, I thought that was
Liv
Tyler.
She's playing the villain.
She looked like Liv Tyler. I was like, I thought Mila Jovovich was in this movie. I didn't realize Liv Tyler was in the movie. And then I looked it up and Liv Tyler's not in the movie. It's Mila Jovovich. So we'll see. I don't know. I'll see it just because I like Hellboy. But at the end of the day...
I felt like I said the one thing, my complaint was they should call it Hellboy something.
Yeah.
Not just Hellboy, because Hellboy movie already came out.
Yeah.
That's the problem with a lot of these movies now.
I didn't like the facial prosthetic.
We haven't seen...
Well, it looked much better in the still shots.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is I don't think we've seen the final product.
So I'm trying not to let unfinished
because they're
CG.
Still working on it. Yeah, I mean they're going to be working on it until the week before it comes out.
I'm sure. Yeah. All right.
It Chapter 2 comes out September.
Oh, I didn't even see it. Yeah, that's I definitely want to see that.
So. Downton Abbey.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
I haven't seen every... I've... How many seasons is Downton Abbey?
Five or six,
whatever. Yeah. I've seen maybe 25% of the episodes, so...
It's not for everybody.
And it's not that I don't like it. I just normally sit
I'm curious to see what they'll do. Yeah. What it is.
Well, hopefully...
Because the end had, pretty much an ending, but you know that they'll go on. And I'm like... Okay, so what are we doing?
I'm hoping it involves Edith coming back and shooting Mary in the face for how awful Mary is to Edith.
Wow.
They made
up at the end.
But after all of that, Mary deserves to be shot in the face.
They're going
to
fight zombies together.
Downton Abbey and zombies.
Downton Abbey versus the zombies.
There you go. All right, what else?
Joker. Actually very curious about that one. You judge all these movies ahead of time, but you're like, you have to wait for them.
I just have zero interest in Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker.
See, I like Joaquin Phoenix, and he plays crazy good. So
I don't want to see a Joker standalone movie. It's just, I don't know. That's just me. I didn't watch Venom. So
you gotta be open-minded.
I feel like I'm relatively open-minded.
You're fanboying more lately.
So I have been lately. You're not wrong there. Yeah. But neither one of us saw Venom because
I didn't want to pay the money.
It looked dumb.
It was more I didn't want to pay the money.
So, but
I mean, it was the thing where I wasn't in a rush to go see it in a theater.
Yeah.
But the price that they put on it when it came out, because it actually did make money, was too high to even purchase it. The purchase the Blu-ray package deal.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Black Friday is only a year away.
6 months from now, it'll be in a damn Walmart bin.
Right.
I mean, it's one of those ones where it's like, you wait long enough, it'll be $10.
Yeah.
And $10 I'll pay for it because I was going to pay $5 to see it in a theater. And one person told me one thing and I was like, I don't need to go see that right away.
Yeah.
There was something else that was the same way where I was like, oh, I don't have to rush out and see that.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Joker on there and I was like, nah, I don't need to. That's not one I need to rush out to see. And
I mean, I'm not going to rush out to see it, but I do want to see it. I think that his makeup looks cool. And like I said, Joaquin Phoenix plays crazy good. So
I'll be honest, Aquaman wasn't one I was going to rush out to see. And the only reason I went to see it is because I was bored on Sunday night and I had $25 gift card to the Regal. Yeah. So it's like, man, I'm going to go. And I went and I saw it in the RPX. So
I think I actually would have looked good in 3D. But a lot of the Atlantis stuff.
I don't like.
I was like, this probably would look good in 3D.
I think
I don't think Wonder Woman would have looked good in 3D, but I'm like,
no,
this looks like they shot some of it to look 3D-ish.
So. All right, cool.
What else? There is an Addams Family animated movie coming out.
Is it animated?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like Chester Addams designs and all that. So,
well, then I'm in for that.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was live action. Like, I didn't read anything about it.
I seen a picture, and it's all the animated versions.
Okay.
The Untitled Terminator movie, just because.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, I didn't go see the Predator was the other one that I didn't rush out to see.
Yeah. Did you see it?
I haven't yet. No. People have told me that I probably will like it, but, you know, they said it's funny. They actually said it's funny, and I'm like, okay.
Like, fair intentionally enough. Funny? Or
like, there's actually intentional funny parts in it, which, you know.
Okay.
That's, what's his name's?
Keegan M.O. Michael Key. Yeah. Oh, no, Shane Black.
Shane Black, yeah. All right. I mean, The Nice Guys is funny.
Yeah.
It's a serious story, but there's parts in there where you're actually laughing out loud. That is such
an underrated movie.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right.
Cool. My last one was Kingsman 3.
That's my last one as well. Yeah. So.
Of all the ones. Oh, no. There's the Jordan Peele new horror movie, Us.
Looks pretty cool, I haven't watched the trailer for that yet. I do like Jordan Peele.
It looks freaky compared to what I've seen of Get Out, but I've never watched Get Out. But like,
I thought you watched Get Out.
It got away from me.
Get Out's okay.
Yeah.
The girl that plays the girl from Get Out, the white girl, is... in the new season of Lemony Snicket.
Why she gotta be white?
Because she was white and she was luring black guys into their town.
Us has Lupita Nyong'o.
Yeah, I like her.
And M'Baku. I can't remember his name. I don't know the actor's name.
So.
I'm sorry. I forget his name. Cool. And it looks really good. He plays the dad and Lupita Nyong'o plays the mom.
All right.
And it just looks really like weird.
Yeah. I haven't watched
all of a sudden
yet.
Jordan Peele's becoming a horror guy, and I'm like, okay, I like his comedy, so
he's a good writer.
Yeah,
I mean, at the end of the day, like the story for Get Out was really
recruiting
good.
Recruiting everybody from Black Panther.
Yeah, well, cool. All right, any more movies?
No,
I think that's it.
No, I mean, there's probably stuff on Netflix that
is
coming that
we don't even know about.
Yeah,
so they don't necessarily announce stuff. All right, so for comics. I'm really excited for what's going to happen with the X-Men this year. The time displaced X-Men got sent back.
Oh, they went back in time?
Extermination thing. They got sent back to their time.
Do they become the X-Men that like kills Xavier and all that stuff? Do they become the X-Men that she became Phoenix? And
yeah. So it was literally.
I call BS on this. Then.
So
did they get their memories wiped?
Yes.
Okay.
So the only thing that stuck was Iceman was gay.
Okay.
And Scott's still dead.
Well, Scott should be dead.
Scott's not dead.
Scott should be dead.
Anyway, all right. So anyway, I'm excited for the X-Men books because Cyclops is returning. They killed the old man Havoc, and he's a teenager now. Which is kind of weird and dumb and interesting.
They've
and
done
dumb.
That before. It was Tony Stark in the '90s. They killed him and brought his teenage version from the past to the future. And
well, the teenage version of Cable came and killed the older version of Cable because he wasn't getting the job done.
Whatever.
So he wasn't protecting the timeline. I'm excited for Detective Comics as it reaches its 1,000th issue. Just to see
just
what
a novelty like the Action Comics
just what they was. See what they do there. I'm excited for the
celebrate
new, I'm excited for the new volume of Darth Vader coming out as those books
have they said who's writing that
they have and I just forgot as you asked but I'm definitely excited just to see what they do to follow up on this super excellent version of or super excellent volume of Darth Vader.
It'll be between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
I think so.
Probably.
Heroes in Crisis has been really good, so I'm excited to see how that continues.
I'll wait for the trade.
Yeah. Let's see. Batman Damned. I'm kind
probably of wait for the trade on that too.
Interested in that.
Yeah. I'm just not that enthused with comic books anymore. Like they just have, you know, because they're repeating the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah, some of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's some original stuff, but like, you know, some stuff I'm like, bleh, bleh.
So the Avatar: The Last Airbender graphic novels are back, so that's fun. Those are a good time.
Yeah.
The next one comes out in March, so there's that. Brian Bendis is restarting Young Justice. not Young Justice from the cartoon.
Young Justice, the original comic book. Yeah.
And Bart and Connor. So I'm really excited to see what he does with that. Did they explain
how they're all back, or is it taking place in that timeline?
Well, it's a different imprint. It's like Wonder Comics. Okay. So I think that's what it is.
Right. It's the same thing where Ridley Pearson's writing Super Sons and all that stuff.
Yeah. Super Sons has been good. And then Fantastic Four. I'm just excited to see how Dan Slott continues doing that. I need to catch up on that one. Because I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, I need to catch up on that one.
Ben Grimm and Alicia getting married is really kind of neat. And it was a fun set of issues to get there.
Yeah, I forget. What did I read? I read something recently, but I don't remember now.
Yeah.
Nat, I'm going to try to catch up on Grant Morrison's Green Lantern. I like weird, so Grant Morrison does weird well enough. I'm so far behind on Walking Dead, I think I'm going to have to buy a trade to catch up.
Liam Sharp's art on Green Lantern is off-putting for me.
Oh, okay.
Which is funny because I liked his art on Wonder Woman.
Right.
So I don't understand what the disconnect for me is there. And then as far as Walking Dead, what I'm was all it? Outer
Darkness. Yeah. Outer Darkness was the one where I'm like, I'll try to keep up on that one.
But yeah,
there's stuff that comes out. Like I didn't realize that there, and I think it's just because I missed the solicitations, that there's a new League of Extraordinary Gentlemen going on.
Oh, cool.
And I went to Comics to Games, had their year end sale, and I went down there and found them, and I was like, oh, I didn't even realize this. So
like, I'm sure there's going to be, you know, a bunch of crossovers that happen and some summer events that they just haven't announced yet. What the Marvel Writers Retreat is coming up anyway, so we'll know.
I look for more forward to announcements than I do to books.
To the actual books.
Yeah, like, so I can just go, I can wait for the trade on that.
So like, there was the X-Men Grand Design that came out and this past year in 2018. And it was,
it sounded interesting, but then I looked at it and
it was
awful.
It was so bad. Like, the only thing that was good about it was just the art. Like, honestly, I've thought about maybe I'll just cut the comic up and make like buttons or something.
Oh, okay.
So
is that bad?
Yeah.
But yeah, it looked interesting. And then I flipped through it and I'm like, nah, it's not so interesting.
There's a new, the Spectacular Spider-Man book ended, and there's a new like Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man coming. So who knows? But, Marvel's actually doing something with the 9 different Wolverines running around at the moment.
What are they going to call it?
I think the War of the 9 Wolverines or something.
The 9 Blades of Wolverine.
9 times.
The 9 Blades of Wolverine would actually kind of be a cool title.
That would be cool.
So how many? Wait, there's X-23. There's Logan. There's
Old Man Logan.
Old Man Logan. There's his son. Who's the other 5?
Oh,
Weapon H.
Yeah.
So.
Deadpool.
Which I did pick the trade paperback up for that at the Bell Book and Comic sale, so I'm looking forward to reading that.
Weapon H was neat. It was a neat story.
What's that X-Men Hulk crossover story that led into the introduction?
Yeah.
Like they had it for, they had like trades for 4 for $20 or something. Oh, nice. So that was one I picked up because I was like, really, like, yeah, I want to read this. I'm looking forward to catching up on the Thanos book that's been coming out. I've got all the trades now, so I'm just going to... That's more, you know...
I'm getting closer to that.
Yeah.
Like, every week where
financially
like,
thinking, there's not a lot where, like, what, there... It was a slow week anyways because there was the new year and fifth week.
Like,
now, so I have 4 books on that list, and I think this week I've got, like... besides 2 True Believers, maybe 6 books.
Yeah.
Because this month is True Believers is Conan, because Conan number 1 comes
there's the Conan book
that comes out. So I'm looking forward to seeing that first issue.
Well, and being back at Marvel is interesting.
But I'm like, I'm not going to pick it up on a normal basis. I'll just wait for trades on it probably.
I hear you.
But like the True Believers are just fun because it's a dollar book and it's like, oh, I've read this story before and I get to read it as a dollar. Okay, cool.
Cool.
I may have bought all the True Believers that have been published since the beginning.
That's cool.
You know, what? Star Wars Celebration is something to look forward to.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. We'll be there. You can find us.
I'm looking forward to Toy Fair announcements in February. Mm-hmm. I think it's February.
So I hope they kind of shake up. Hasbro, shake up the Marvel line a little bit. Like, I don't need another set of Spider-Man figures or Deadpool figures. I certainly don't need another Iron Man.
Do some of the weird stuff.
Yeah, like the New Mutants line that they did.
I would really like if they were brave enough to do a What If line. That would be awesome. Be kind of cool. Like, just do What If characters. And that, I don't know who the Build-A-Figure would be, but, like, you know.
It doesn't have to have a Build-A-Figure. Yeah. Like,
they do have to have Build-A-Figures because that's how they make the money.
I'm looking forward to that Professor X with the collapsible
chair. Yeah, the vehicle one.
Yeah, that looks cool. But, yeah.
Why haven't you done Captain America with a motorcycle? I mean, you know, you've done Wolverine with a motorcycle. It's like, where's the Captain America where you can put the shield up on the front of the bike and all that?
I saw in one of the toy groups.
I know somebody who works on the Marvel line, and I probably should just say, hey, why haven't you done this yet? Because they did Spider-Ham, and I harassed him about Spider-Ham for 2 years, and they did it. And I was like, I might have helped out a little bit.
Maybe. I saw...
You're welcome, America.
People were saying, why not do like... what's his name? Johnny Blaze.
What? The Ghost Rider?
Ghost Rider line. Like... To do a Ghost Rider line.
Yeah, because you could do Vengeance, and you could do... Yeah.
But those would be really cool characters.
Robbie Reyes, Ghost Rider.
There would be some really cool Ghost Riders that you could do.
The Builda in that should be Robbie Reyes's car.
Ooh.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I'm trying to think...
Everyone gets a tire.
Robbie's a $50 figure.
If they wanted to do a Ghost Rider line, there's some really odd villains from Ghost Rider that would be cool. But I would like to see the Cowboy.
Oh yeah.
And I would like to see Vengeance done as a modern Marvel Legend figure.
I'd like to.
We don't need Ghost Rider. I mean, we don't need we would actually. We don't need Johnny Blaze. We need a Danny Ketch. Mm-hmm. We need a Robbie.
Yeah.
And we need Vengeance.
Yeah.
That's three figures right there. Right.
And then
but there was a guy that had a tire head.
Yeah.
That was an awesome design. Yeah. So that would be one I would want. I can't remember his name to save my life.
I'd like to see those million BC Avengers. That.
Oh, yeah. Those would be cool.
Really cool. Yeah, like, that would be a cool Odin. And
the Build-A-Figure would be the Woolly Mammoth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. That would be one I'd like
to see. Yeah, because that would be your Ghost Rider. And I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
For DC, I just want them to start putting out good figures again.
That's like Mattel.
I miss the DC Direct.
Well, it might not be Mattel now. I think it's Spin Masters is taking over.
Really?
Yeah. I think they won the license or something. For something DC, they won the license. So
cool.
You might see somebody else producing.
I miss DC Direct all the time.
A lot of people miss DC Direct.
That was such a great... I mean, I still have a bunch of just like unopened DC Direct toys all over this office and hanging up.
Six totes full of DC Direct
figures. Oh, yeah. I mean, in the basement of the...
I mean, everybody's loose.
I know you obviously have way more than I do, but I'm up to like 17 totes down there. Yeah. So
I'm up to a garage.
Yeah, I know.
Garage and a storage unit.
In a house full. I get it, dude.
Well, the house isn't that full, but the garage and the garage is half full and the storage unit is full.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I open 80%. Like I have like DC Direct and, you know, it's a fun line to look at, but like the Cyborg Superman that they put out, I have on the card. Yeah. So I have the Public Enemies where Shazam pretended to be Superman.
Yeah.
I have that one where it's like, you know, what this S is ripped open and it's Shazam's. So, I mean, you know, but toy lines, it's like, Marvel Legends needs to get off of the Spider-Man train. I really don't care about six-armed Spider-Man.
Nope.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't care about any of the Venom. I didn't get any of that Venom line.
I got the Venom line because all those were, like, nice-looking figures. Yeah. And I'm like, when are you... It's kind of like Ghost Rider. Right. When would you expect them to do all those symbiotes?
Which is great, but, like, at the same time, like, I'm just not a huge, like, Venom fan.
I'm not, like, a super huge, but I like the design of the characters. Like, it's for me, it's more than just, like... If I like the character, it could be the design.
I think the design...
Like the Red Goblin?
Yeah.
I want the Red Goblin. I haven't read that story yet. Yeah.
read the story. That's why I don't want the Red Goblin. Look, I like the Typhoid Mary from that Venom line. I thought she was a cool looking figure.
She's good with the Daredevil figures because she's a Daredevil villain. So
I could throw her with the Netflix ones.
But
for the X-Men, like let's change it up. Like,
well, I want Doctor Doom.
Yes, you've done all there's the other, a Doctor Doom coming out.
There's done all the other there's, Fantastic Four.
It's the Superior Iron Man, Doctor Doom, the like that one, the infamous Iron Man.
I want Doctor Doom.
Yeah, they need a straight up Doctor Doom. Yeah. So
I was hoping that would have been like the last Walgreens exclusive.
Yeah.
And that, but like now they're doing X-Men as Walgreens exclusives. So we're getting Emma Frost this year with Lalandra's head. I'm like, okay.
Bum, bum, bum.
Are we building a Lalandra figure?
Apparently.
Maybe.
Maybe Lalandra is rocking Emma Frost's bustier?
No, I don't know.
So, anyway.
But there is an X-Men wave coming.
Yeah, there's always an X-Men wave coming. So, and the X-Men ones, they tend to shake it up a
little
bit.
They're trying to do ones that they've done before and do new ones.
Yeah.
So, you know, Beast is going to be in that wave.
But the Beast one looks cool because it's a different Beast.
But I'm hoping, like, you know, they might do a new Blink. You know, it would be kind of nice. You know, maybe a couple of the oddball. What's your boy's name? Quentin Quire.
Quentin Quire would be awesome.
Yeah, Quentin Quire would be kind of a cool one to do because he's a newer one. Pixie would be kind of cool.
Like they did Jubilee with the Build-A-Figure.
Yeah.
They could do Quentin Quire as the bigger Build-A-Figure because he doesn't need to be 6 inches. He can be a smaller figure.
Yeah, yeah.
So
do bigger X-Men characters, and like they did with Sauron where, you know, they did two big figures in that and just put his legs in there.
Right.
So. And then they did a bunch of small ones and you got all the bigger Sauron pieces.
I think it would be
cool
if they went back and did like some X Factor, like started pulling in some of those costumes.
Well, like Sam Guthrie would be kind of a Cannonball.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I would like Cannonball just because, you know, Cannonball was probably one of the more fun characters that I read in that.
Sam Guthrie is just an awesome character.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like you've done everybody in the main X-Men except Gambit.
And Gambit's coming out. Beast,
Nightcrawler.
Yeah. I'd like to do the new Nightcrawler with the beard and like the like the return
or
to
do
Nightcrawler
the head like they did
cool.
with Colossus.
Yep, that bearded Colossus head is amazing.
Yeah.
Like his hair and stuff and it's really cool. So
they, at least like they're fans enough that they're willing to do weird stuff in there.
Well, I mean, you're looking right at like the fact that they did a Warlock Build-A-Figure is. I never thought I'd see the
day. So, I mean, that's what I hope, like, especially with Build-A-Figures. It's like you can go all out with Build-A-Figures and that. But, like, you know, I didn't expect you to ever see a Sauron.
No.
Yeah, so. And the Super Venom. I mean.
Yeah.
The Super Venom looks great.
Yeah.
So, he actually looks like what I expect Venom to look like. From the the comic books, like, the first time I was exposed to Venom was in the early 90s, Mark Bagley. And the first image I remember is the one when Peter Parker's parents had come back.
Oh,
and he's got them like up in the tentacles and that. And I'm like, he's huge compared to them. And I'm like, they keep doing these Venom figures that are like
Spider-Man size.
And I'm like, no, Venom's supposed to be about 2 inches taller than you know, and the toy versions. Mm-hmm. So
I don't know. Anyway.
All right. That's things.
Cool. 2019. It should be a cool year. Looking forward to it.
They're all cool years.
Yeah. There's very few bad years.
Yeah. I don't think I've had a bad year.
No.
Bad days sometimes.
There's bad days here and there. Bad week. May have bad month, but.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
All right. On that note, we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Later. The Infamous Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.